today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, you're listening to IRIB English Radio, this program, today's special. We're speaking about orphan care in Islam.
She was just standing there, little girl all alone, barely covered head to toe, barely just 12 years old. Why is she all alone? Why is the world just so cold? Why don't we play our part? What is hard in our hearts? What is hard in our hearts?
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 19th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, we choose a chapter in Nisa from the Holy Quran to listen to, and verse 2.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'atu al-yatama amwalahum wa la tatabaddalu al-khabitha bit-tayyib. ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
And give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs, and do not consume their properties into your own. Indeed, that is ever a great sin.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
At the time of the Prophet of Islam, one of the members of a tribe had a rich brother, and it happened that the rich brother passed away. Then, as a guardian of his brother's orphans, he took his property in his possession. But when his brother's son matured and demanded it, he denied returning his right to him. The subject was explained to the Holy Prophet. Then this verse was revealed, and when the man heard it, he repented and returned the property to its owner. Then the man said, "I refuge with Allah from that I be polluted through the great sin."
هو اليتيم قلب رحيم كفيله له النعيم هو اليتيم قلب رحيم وصية النبي الكريم.
Yes, we're speaking about orphan care in Islam. And you are with today's special. Orphan is a single word that carries many shades of meanings. No sooner does not utter it than one's heart is deeply moved. The word orphan is an adjective that is rarely mentioned by us in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives. We rarely pay attention to those helpless orphans lost in oblivion and thrust aside from our memories and always dropped from our ever busy schedules. In this age of globalization, we are almost unconscious when it comes to social solidarity. We learned a deep error when it comes to social giving and social sharing. Different disasters in the world today and across the globe have left hundreds of parentless children who are now forced to lead a very harsh life. It is our role to socially adapt them and to redraw an innocent smile on their pale faces that never experienced anything except crying since the death of their loved ones.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with favoring orphans in the Islamic religion. As it's indicated in the prophetic conduct and sunnah and prophetic seerah, that is prophetic way of life, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was an orphan. As an orphan, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the warm attention of first of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, and then the warm attention and special care of his paternal uncle Abu Talib. And in this regard, it must be indicated that Abu Talib was certainly not only the patron and caretaker of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather Abu Talib was the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, in this connection, it must be indicated that in the Islamic religion, those people who favor orphans and who are very much careful and considerate of the rights are especially selected and favored in the Islamic religion. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, in one of his instructions, recommended the audience of his recommendations and instructions in this way: Allah, Allah bil aytam. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam indicated it with assertion and emphasis that people have to be careful about orphans. It shouldn't be the case that some orphans are left hungry or some orphans might be left without their rights well satisfied.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, we're listening to a short part about supporting an orphan as an ultimate form of conscious charity. Supporting an orphan is the ultimate form of continuous charity, also known as Sadaqa Jariya. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said when a person dies, his deeds come to an end except for three. Sadaqa Jariya, a continuous charity, what a nice concept, or knowledge from which benefit is gained, or a righteous child who prays for him. Sponsoring an orphan means you could be sending a child to school, placing them in a loving home, and protecting them from dangerous situations such as abuse, violence, or exploitation. Everything the child learns as a result of your support means you will gain the reward for it. Every time the child learns to serve Allah, you will gain from it. Every time the child makes a supplication for your thanks, you will gain from it. That means sadaqa jariya.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa. Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa. ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
How can we help the orphan? That's a good question. Pray for an orphan, one of the first things that you may learn. When you decide to help orphans, is that there is many more orphans that you imagine. 132 billion according to UNICEF. One of the easiest things you can do at this moment is to pray for an orphan child or for the needs of an orphan. There are so many children waiting for adoption, and you could choose one kid and pray for her until she can find a family. If you search online, you can find waiting lists that give you information on specific children in your area for whom you can pray.
When Islam came to protect the rights of orphans. It put guidelines on how to treat the orphans and put an end to this oppression. That's why you see in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us some laws about how to deal with a yatim, with a orphan. For example, in one verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us about how to socially deal with an orphan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَ. Ya Rasulullah, they ask you about the aytam, about the orphans. How do we deal with them? قُلْ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَيْتَامِ قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. The Holy Quran says that do not let them feel that they are different. Because like it or not, an orphan's life will never be like the life of a child who lives and grows up with his father, with his mother. When the father isn't there, the child will have certain needs that he will be denied of. The father takes the child to a doctor when the child is sick. But when the father isn't there, the son, that child has to look for someone else. My uncle, he has to look for his aunt, he has to look for a friend, for a neighbor. When he comes to the masjid, the father is holding the hands of his child. Anywhere the father goes, he takes his children with him. So that's why the Arabs, they used to see him as a tent. But this poor orphan, he does not have his father with him. So he will have certain needs that he's deprived of. The Holy Quran says, you believers, you try to what? Compensate for that need. Aslah, compensate for that need. Don't let them feel different. And mingle with them. Mix with them like your brothers. Ikhwanukum, brothers and sisters, treat them as you treat anyone.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting discussion. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي